This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dr. Luke Bauman was a professor and may still be at Valparaiso University. It's not a big university. It's in Northwest Indiana, not far from where I grew up. And it's the main deal in Valparaiso is the university. It's a Lutheran university. And he's a big fan of C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis wrote Mere Christianity. If there's one book I recommend to people, I recommend, of course, the Bible, but C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity. What most people don't know about C.S. Lewis is that he wrote some books that children enjoy, The Chronicles of Narnia, written by C.S. Lewis. Movie made about The Chronicles of Narnia. Several movies, I think. But what they really don't know is that C.S. Lewis wrote a trilogy of science fiction books that I've never read. He was really an imaginative person. 3 books on science fiction. Now, here's the story I want to use about that. In one of the science fiction books that he writes, one of the heroes is trying to tell a people, obviously from another planet, another galaxy, whatever, what sin is. And he's having trouble putting into words to these people that have never heard the term sin. We don't know what sin is. He said, I'll tell you what it is. It's like being bent. Interesting. It's like being bent. It's like, well, I'll put it exactly how Dr. Bauman puts it. He describes it in this way, a misshapen, not the way you're supposed to be, and not fit for the intended purpose. And then I thought, that's what sin is like, bent. You ever talked about somebody being bent out of shape? You did it this week. Oh, so-and-so at work, he's bent out of shape. Well, your aunt's bent out of shape again about this or that. And we use that term. We use it not even knowing why we use it. But bent is a good term. And isn't it interesting? Here's a woman who was bent for 18 years, bent over. And as I mentioned earlier, I think it's called spondylitis deformans, which means they're extra bone or calcium formations on the spine. And then they find that as they grow, they fuse together. And so a person just gets lower and lower to the ground. And she has this for 18 years. And I find it intriguing. She had a spirit, crippled by a spirit for 18 years. And then Jesus identifies that of Satan, that this woman had been put in this situation, bound for 18 long years in verse 16, and was set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her. I want to talk about what binds you. And about the main thrust here is that loving people more than loving structure or loving the rules. The synagogue ruler is mad because this woman has been healed after 18 years of a bent over condition. Isn't that amazing? How people can get angry over a little thing and totally neglect the big thing. Instead of rejoicing that this woman had been healed after 18 years of infirmity, can you imagine what your life was like when you can't look up at people? Can you imagine what it was like socially? Can you imagine what it was like doing business in the community when you're totally bent over? It was more than a handicap. It was a curse. Listen to that again. It was more than a handicap. It was a curse. But you know what? There are things in people's lives that are a curse, like guilt and shame and resentment and bitterness and anger, and the list goes on. And part of my message today is that God is in the business of releasing people from what bends you and what has bent you in spiritually.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.